Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about possibly the most difficult thing to deal with in our human experience, and that's pain. I mean, physical and mental pain is something that none of us can avoid on our journey through this life. But both of those can actually be outright debilitating, can have a huge impact on our ability to function, on our quality of life, and also on our psychological state as well. As a general rule, any form of emotional or physical pain is your body and mind's internal signal that tells you that there's something important happening that needs to be different, that there's a threat to you, or that there's a movement that you've done which isn't in line with your body's internal mechanisms, and so pain is a result of an impact to that. So when you think about it, pain's actually a really, really useful inbuilt mechanism that we have. Unfortunately, for people that experience a high degree of pain, or even pain over a long period of time, it's really common for there to be changes in their thinking, as well as their processing of that information, of that stimuli, and it can also change how they cope with pain. And generally, the longer an individual lives with pain, the more their well-being erodes over time. It's pretty simple, because we're hardwired to avoid pain. So when we experience it, we avoid the cause. And what that tends to do over time, if pain is a longer term part of our story, and this is both emotional or physical pain, our tolerance to deal with pain actually decreases, and therefore our anxiety and distress around pain increases. And so we may actually experience the same level of pain, but with increased distress and difficulty. And this is why there's a very, very specialist area of psychology that deals with pain management and tools and strategies to help individuals. There's pain clinics that work with individuals who've got back issues and a whole variety of other issues in reclaiming their life from the pain that they're experiencing. One of the first things that they do is to look for opportunities to claim some life despite the pain. That for some people, the pain just isn't going to go away, and it's about creating a quality of life despite that. You know, as a general rule, this also applies to all of us. You know, the more we know ourselves, the more we're able to do what we can when we can, despite the things that we're experiencing. And so I guess it's really, really important when we're talking about overcoming any type of difficulty to try and remain as cognitively flexible as possible, and not be too rigid, and also to be as self-accepting as possible, so that we're actually able to live within our own limitations and make the most out of that. The last thing that they do, particularly in pain clinics, is actually encourage people to actually challenge themselves to extend beyond some of those limits. Because sometimes, particularly when it comes to pain, the limits are often closer. The pain is more impacting than it can actually be. And so on the other side of some of these limits are discovery, self-awareness, and also self-mastery. And they're really, really important things for all of us as well. So there's some strategies for taking the pain out of pain this week with Mind Games.